was very insecure in my hometown of Mwindri. The government had deployed us and mobilized the communities for National Army. When I was in Mwindri during the mobilization on the 6th of May this year, there was attempt to make me disappear by the security organs of the government. So I had to run for my life. I'm now in Nairobi, Kenya.
When you say there was an attempt to make you disappear, can you explain that a little bit?
The security personnel were running after me. They wanted to arrest me. And I believe if they had done so, they would have just killed me or lynched me the way they did to Abraham.
What did you do that deserves an arrest?
I really didn't do anything at all. We were all mobilizing. We were about 7 teams from Greater Mwindri. We were together. But I don't know the reason why I was singled out to be arrested. But when I learned that my life was in danger, and because I was amongst my community, and they were also aware that now my life was in danger, I had to run away.
In Nairobi, we understand that you've joined the rebels allied to former Vice President Dr. Riek Machar.
Yes, I have to do so because now I'm seeing there is too much dictatorship in Juba, and that this dictatorship needs to be removed. And the only way to remove it is by joining the opposition.
But other people will argue that as a member of parliament, you have a perfect platform to impeach the president if you think he is dictatorial. Why would you opt to carry up arms?
If my own life was in danger, how could I survive to come and speak in parliament? If insecurity is the main problem.
And how many other MPs are having the same problem like you?
In Nairobi, we are over 10 or 15 MPs here. They are all very insecure.
Have these MPs all joined the rebel organization, or what are they doing in Nairobi?
I think they have all joined the opposition because I showed them during the press conference being addressed by Riek Machar, and we sat together with them. And they were all expressing anger, indignation, and that they were against the opposition, against the current government.
How would you react to critics who would say that the members of parliament in South Sudan are nothing but a rubber stamp, that most of the time you are being used by the executive to, you know, work for their agenda?
I entirely agree with that criticism. As you know, I am an independent member in the parliament. I came on my own ticket. I did not come on the ticket of the government. I've been criticizing the government for all its wrongdoings, and it continues to use the parliament as a rubber stamp. If I were in parliament, my voice would mean nothing.